Not bad.
Do you know anything about this Latin?
Latin?
Oh, strike, not again.
Again?
We've been doing Latin for about the last 4 lessons, that's all.
Yeah, but strike, we haven't done any.
Well, that's not my fault.
Well, you're always interrupting him.
Me?
Now, don't be hard to get on with, Stanford. I behave myself and you know it.
Hey? What are you talking about?
Go home and play with your guinea pigs.
I haven't got any.
Well, just jump under a tram or something. You give me the willies.
Oh, you shut up, Bottomley, or I'll dong you.
Yeah, that'll be the day. I've got a good mind to punch you. Nanette, quiet it, Percy.
Percy Strong.
Nanette.
Hello.
It won't be... Huh? Oh, well, look who's here.
Yes.
Stanford, this is Mr. Snoodles, the school caretaker.
I know that. Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
Hello.
How have you been keeping?
Fine, thank you.
Well, that's too bad.
Yes. No. I don't think you are speaking as a gentleman should, Master Bottomley.
Oh.
Yeah, shut up, Bottomley. Fair go.
Pipe down. I'm all right.
Is Dr. Pym here as yet?
I don't know.
I have been searching for him everywhere.
Have you had a look in that inkwell?
Where?
There.
I jumped you, Dill Bottomley.
Well, I haven't seen him yet.
Well, that's a pity.
Why, what is the matter?
Excuse me, my boy. I must ask you to stop talking like that.
Like what?
Like you were a minute ago.
Strike, I can talk like that if I want to.
If you are just trying to talk like me, I'll have to make you stop it.
You can't make me stop it.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, I'll report down,
you
Bottomley.
You're only the caretaker.
You're doing.
I was just telling him. Cheers, sir.
Yes, it's me.
Lovely morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is a lovely morning. It's really a good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Snowtalls.
Hello.
Hello. Listen, look, will you stop all this nonsense?
Yes.
And what on earth are you doing in this classroom, Mr. Snizzles? Mr. Snookles? What are you doing here?
I wanted to have a discussion with you.
With me? Oh, did you? Well, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you now. You should have been here before the lesson started.
I was.
Yes, and so you should have been. Were you?
Yes.
I
tried to get you before you entered the classroom.
Oh, I see. Well,
The subject I wish to discuss is of a financial nature.
Yes, well, financial?
Yes. There are certain monies outstanding.
Oh, yes. Well, now, listen.
And have been so for some time now.
Exactly, Mr. Snippers. Mr. Snoodles. But, look, I really can't talk to you about that now.
I have decided to take a very firm hand.
A firm hand?
Yes, very.
Listen, do you realize that you're talking to your employer? You've apparently forgotten that I can just dismiss you at a moment's notice. You've decided to take a very firm hand. Oh, have you?
Well, no.
No, and I shouldn't think so. Yeah. And at all events, this is no place to be discussing things of that nature here in front of the boys.
No, but...
You should have been here before the lesson started.
Oh, I was.
Were you?
Now you come back to where you started.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, we start again.
Yes.
Good.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr.
Stanford. Look, would you boys kindly mind your own business? Where do you think you are, in a circus tent or something?
The subject I wish to discuss is of a financial nature.
Shut up.
Yes.
It's about time you boys learned a few manners. Just because I'm talking to Mr. Snootles doesn't mean that you can chip in and whenever you like and say and do just as you please. I've told you... Look, and here comes another pest. Green bottle.
Yes.
Well, come over here, sit down in your place and keep quiet.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes. Oh, look, that man's here again.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he talks like that.
The green bottle.
Yes, animal.
Now will you keep quiet? You burst into the room late, and as soon as you open your mouth, you carry on like an overripe volcano.
Yeah, I don't.
And I say you do. But the stick will do you good in any case.
Yes, but I haven't seen Mr. Snoodles for a long time.
All right, I didn't say that you had. Neither have I, if it comes to that.
Well, I was just leading up to say hello to him.
Were you?
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Isn't that lovely?
Green bottle, come out here, Ben. So you've decided to start it again, have you? Well, you'll get sick of this before I will.
I'll sign.
Bother me.
Yeah?
Do you want to be killed?
Killed, sir?
Yes.
No, sir. I've got my best suit on.
Well, that's just as well for you. What? Listen, you'll be done away within a minute, best suit or no best suit.
Could I have a moment?
Yes, take what you want and leave the rest. And Bottomley, if I have any more trouble with you, my boy...
You didn't understand it, Bottomley.
Listen, will you please stop this terrible noise? I didn't ask everybody to start talking.
No, but...
Anybody would think that there was a bargain sale going on.
Yes, well, my remarks...
Every lesson I get the same sort of thing, and I'm absolutely sick of it.
With reference to this...
You boys apparently don't realize that these lessons are very important to you.
Yes, but...
In afterlife, you'll regret having fooled away your time here at school.
If I could just have...
There are plenty of people today who wish that they'd paid more attention to their lessons.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And don't make any error about that.
Goodbye, Mr. Snootles.
Goodbye.
Now, many a man realizes late in life that if... Now, wait a minute. What's going on in here? What's going on? Listen.
We just said ta-da to Mr.
Snootles.
Oh, listen, I said goodbye to us.
Oh, look, what's the... Mr. Snootles!
Yes?
Come back here. Look, come back here immediately. What do you think you're doing walking around the classroom like that?
Well, I was unable to attract your attention.
Look, don't start talking your head off. There's no need to do that.
No.
What is the matter with you?
The matter?
What's the trouble?
Financial.
There are certain monies owing to me...
that have been outstanding for some time.
Yes, I know there are, but I told you before, this is no place to be talking about that.
No, well, I wouldn't, only I'm being pressed.
Yes, well, you're being pressed?
Yes.
Ask him if he's been dry cleaned.
Yes, have you ever been dry cleaned? Now, Bottomley, listen, come out here.
I'm tired of this sort of thing.
Serves you right. That's the only way to deal with impertinent remarks like that. You're far more nuisance than you're worth in this class.
Yes.
Yes, and so are you, Greenbottle, so keep quiet.
Could you let me have 20 pounds?
Yes, certainly. I'll just go... What? How much?
20 pounds.
20 pounds?
Yes.
Now, of course I can't let you have 20 pounds. Don't be so utterly ridiculous.
Well, say 15.
15?
Yes.
15?
Yes, say 15.
Well, I've just said it twice. 15. There you are. That's the third time.
No, I mean, give me 15 pounds.
Oh, I see. Mr. Snookles, will you kindly come out of that trance and stop talking in a foreign language?
I only want 15 pounds of what you owe me.
Well, listen, you just can't have it.
12 pounds.
No.
10.
No.
5.
No.
Could you lend me 9 pence?
No.
Yes, no. Listen, will you mind your own business, you boys? This has got nothing to do with you at all. This is simply a matter between me and Mr. Snoop. And Mr. Snoop.
Yes?
Will you kindly leave this classroom? As it is, you've ruined this whole lesson. Quite apart from the fact that the subject under discussion is not one at all which should be carried out in front of these boys.
I realize that.
Yeah, all right then. Well, you should never have mentioned it.
No. Well, I wouldn't have, but for the reason stated.
No, but all right. Well, look, that's unfortunate, but nothing can be done about it now.
I'll take the matter up with my tobacconist.
Very good. And so if you can... With you who?
With my tobacconist.
Tobacconist?
Yes. He's the man who's pressing me.
Oh, I see. Well that, as I say, is unfortunate, but it can't be helped.
No.
However, that last amount you asked for, whatever it was, what was it? 9 pence. Couldn't have been much good to you?
Oh, yes, it will.
Ah, well, I... you mean to say that he's pressing you for 9 pence?
No, 4 pence.
Oh, I see. 4 pence?
Yes. That's been outstanding for some 3 days.
Mr. Snookles, do you mean to say that you owe your tobacconist 4 pence?
Yes.
Ah.
My people always call me a spendthrift, too.
Yes, and I don't blame it. What? Spendthrift? Listen, no, I meant, was that all you owed him?
Yes.
Oh, is that... Well, listen, look, Mr. Snookles, here's 6 pence, and you can go away and pay him.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, and bring back the change.
Yes.
Greenbottle, look, will you keep your suggestions to yourself?
But he's on your side.
Is he?
Yes, sure. Yes, of course I am.
Oh, well, in that case, bring back the change, Mr. Snootles.
Yes. You haven't got the right money, I suppose.
Right money? Well, I just...
Then I'd be out of temptation's way.
Yes, of course. Fortunes. No, I think that 6 pence is all I have. What's this temptation? What's this temptation business?
Well, I have been known to go into a shop and spend threepence, just like that.
Have you?
Yes, just a spendthrift.
Well, what do you know about that?
All right, well, quiet, look, see, there you are. You're all talking in that ridiculous voice again.
Yeah.
Yes, well, stop it.
Please, sir, what's a spendthrift?
Well, it's a sort of, you get... A spendthrift?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's...
I could explain that.
How could you? Well, don't. All you've got to do is go and pay the barber, the butcher, your tobacconist.
Yes. Yes.
And after you've gone, there might be just a slight chance of getting a little work done.
Yes.
Well, for goodness sake, hurry up and go. It'll be dark before you get there.
Yes, but I felt I couldn't leave until I'd thanked you.
Thank me? What for?
Well, for letting me have fourpence of the £33 you owe me.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, what? £33?
Yes.
I don't owe you £33.
That is the amount outstanding.
I haven't got £33. Do I really owe you that much?
Yes.
Oh, dear. £33.
Hey, get out of that tuppence charge.
Yes.
Well, keep it.
Yes, that's right. You keep it. Yes,
well,
do that.
Good morning, Mr. Sturgill.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Sturgill.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boy. £33. Hold it. And now for this lesson. Now, come back here, you boys. Come back here. Oh, they've gone. You wait.